Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 11 and a half minutes now before the top of the hour. With us in studio, a couple of folks that we are really going to be interested in talking to because they're going to be talking about mindfulness. I'd never heard of this before. Kevin Pocourtney is a consulting expert here in the Des Moines metro area, and Tabby Hinderacker. I knew that wasn't going to work out very well. Hinderacker is with us as well, and she is on Twitter, by the way. It's at Tammy Hinderacker. Go ahead and spell it if you will. We won't do that. So, first of all, welcome to the News Hour. Good to see you. Thank you. Kevin, I've seen you many times at some chamber events, this is my first time meeting you, Tabby. What a great name, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of, you never forgetful, right? I mean, who can forget a name like Tabby?
That's right.
It's the Hinderacker thing.
It is.
That's what's got us all going. All right, so break it down. What is mindfulness, Kevin?
Just as you were doing the show here, you said, gee, I need some mindfulness.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I'm just going to use this quick definition, and then Tabby can add to it. It's just simply awareness in the present moment with acceptance or non-judgmental. So it's really focusing on issues of how is it that I can be present here with whatever is going on, but not be distracted by everything that's going on and still focus and not place any judgment on what is happening in that context. Just simply being present.
That sounds easy, but Tabby, I suspect it's pretty difficult.
It's incredibly difficult, yes, especially in today's society. A lot of us are so busy and distracted. We have a lot of things going on. We have multiple commitments, multiple priorities, multiple deadlines. We're being pulled in every which direction.
Like a squirrel.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And our focus becomes very divided. And so with the practice of mindfulness, what happens is you're able to start to filter through those distractions and become more focused on what's most important in that moment. So that's been one of the biggest benefits for me personally, as being able to do that, to separate out, yes, there's a lot going on, I have a lot I need to pay attention to, but not right now. Right now I need to focus on this. That's one example.
Would this be considered a soft skill for people to pick up? I mean, is this a trainable thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the only way that you're going to learn.
Oh, okay.
It's training of your mind, so it's a training skill.
Mm-hmm.
Soft skill, I'm not sure if that's what you want to call it, but the point is it's teachable, it's learnable, and it's not something you're necessarily born with. This can apply to leaders, this can apply to business people, this could apply to us in our own personal lives, you know, in whatever way that you want.
I have met individuals that are incredibly focused individuals. So former President Bill Clinton being one of those people who is just zeroed in on everything. You know, when the guy remembered my name from 20 years earlier, you know, that's pretty crazy. Is that a learned trait?
I think it is, and I have a personal experience. I did not meet Bill Clinton, but my wife's brother-in-law, he did, and it was in a big crowd, and he said it was like when he met President Clinton, it was like nobody else existed
exactly
in the room.
That's exactly
he gave
correct
him that kind of attention and presence, and my sense is that he worked at that to make that happen.
Yeah, that is exactly correct. Tabby, when we talk about mindfulness for business, how would this be assistive in the business climate?
Lots of ways. I can think of a few examples. One would be what I talked about before with being pulled in multiple directions, having a variety of deadlines and commitments, being able to really tune into what's most important and focus there, which also then creates that presence that Kevin mentioned so that you're with the people that you're with, right? How many times are you talking to someone and you feel like, is this person even paying attention to me, right? Their eyes are wandering, they're checking their phone, they're looking at their calendar, that kind of thing. So it's that presence and that being with the person you're with, and that impacts the relationships we have, the communication we have, how we interact with other people, and all of those tentacles that connect to those in the business world.
And not only as an employer, being mindful right. of yep. the situation that you're in, but also the employee. So is this a program, is this something that employers could institute for their senior management, for their worker? How does that work?
Well, can I make a reference to your prior
Absolutely,
guest yeah. from Manpower?
Yes.
I think she cited some statistics.
With amazing stuff.
90% was behavioral-based yeah. that caused the injury.
Injuries.
My sense is that's because they were not mindful, not attentive, and so on. Bingo. You see yeah. the connection.
Mm-hmm.
So the point would be, and I work with manufacturers, is how do you, as an employer, how do we train our staff out there on the lines to always be conscious of where you are and what you're doing so that you can avoid those, you know, those injuries or death, which would be the, you know, the ultimate
right.
thing. And so it's a matter of bringing that in and beginning to introduce the concept of mindfulness. And then how do you do that individually? And how do you bring that then to the context of your work? Because that's where it starts, is right here, self.
There's a lot of discussion out there about the various groupings of age-based individuals. Being mindful has got to have another side to it, being distracted. Would that be accurate? Is that sort of where we're going here with this? And being anxious about the moment and being also energized or perhaps that anxiety acts out in some other ways. Are there age groups out there that you have seen in your practice that exhibit more ability to be mindful than others, or is it pretty much even across the board? Because we talk a lot about millennials and millennials doing this and millennials doing that and millennials are broke and millennials, you know, come on.
Yeah. But then we,
yeah. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, us old people, you know, the baby boomers, you know, we're set in our ways. And we don't, I'm not convinced of any of that stuff is factual, but as a group, are there people that you've run into that seem to be more mindful than others? Is mindfulness, can you get that with age? Or is this something that can be trained even in a younger age?
That's a great question. I think my perspective on that is it's maybe less relating to someone's age and more relating to their openness to practicing the various things that will contribute to mindfulness. So mindfulness, one thing we were talking about with some colleagues last week is you build that mindfulness skill like you build your muscles through exercise. It takes practice, it takes attention, it takes focus, and it takes that repetition, and that's what over time builds the mindfulness skill set and muscles. So it's, to me, it's less about what age you are and more about how much you practice it in your daily life.
So outside of business, how about relationships within interpersonal relationships?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's been one of the biggest. I am my own boss, so I am my business. So
you
yes,
too, huh?
I yeah. integrate it in that space, but I also have been really seeing the benefits of it in my relationships. Practicing my own presence and building my own self-awareness has helped me become more aware of how I'm interacting with other people. So one, being more present with the people that I'm with, like I talked about before, but also having more awareness when I do or say something that maybe is not what I intended to do or say, or being more attuned to, I think maybe I just said something and they're having a reaction to what I just said that maybe isn't what I intended.
I have a feeling that my bride is going to call you and get me enrolled. Okay, Kevin, how do people get to you folks to get mindful?
Well, just so happens on May 8th, we have an event called Practicing Presence, Mindfulness for One's Life. And this is an opportunity that morning to understand what is mindfulness, what are the benefits, and to actually learn some practices of mindfulness so that people can begin from that time forward to begin to integrate that and experience it in their life. All right.
So they can get a taste
They'll
of it.
They'll get this. A taste of it. Absolutely.
Tell us what day and where is this happening?
This is Friday, May 8th. 8:30 to 12, and it's at the William and Murray Conference Center at Living History Farms.
Oh, sure.
For information and registration, go to my website, PokornyConsulting.com. That's spelled P-O-K-O-R-N-Y, consulting.com.
Excellent. Good stuff.
So
that's on May 8th. It's a Friday out at Living History Farms. Go there and get mindful.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah. I like this stuff. Two great guests today. Thank you.
Send your wife, Michael. Yeah.
She'll send
or send
me.
You.
Send you, yeah.
Thanks so much for coming by
Thank
and doing
you.
This. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kevin and Tabby, we've been talking about mindfulness. In the first half hour, we talked about jobs and job seekers with Karen Miller from Manpower. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so very much for being here with us. For Jimmy Olson, who is the voice of Insight on Business, Mary Sayer, who is the coordinator between us and the Des Moines Radio Group, Mark McDowell is the program director. For all of us, have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.